Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hey, Leah.
Hi.
And Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
And Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
I was going to be like really cute and do like, you know, some kind of like ho, 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 Merry Christmas kind of intro, but then
remembered who you were talking to.
I was like, yeah, I don't know. It's raining here. Not feeling super Christmassy.
It's dreary here as well.
We're getting a snowstorm tonight. Like 7 inches.
One of my authors is up in Saskatchewan. They're getting a blizzard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Merry Christmas. I don't want a blizzard.
We don't
That's
have
the girl
any
child's
snow.
Like dream to have snow on her birthday because it's Christmas Eve. And she has had snow on her birthday maybe 2 times since she's been born. Now, the boy child who was born April Fool's Day, he gets snow all the time.
My kids have just said, they're like, how is this the week before Christmas? It doesn't feel like it because there's no snow. We can't skate outside. They're like, it needs to, like, winter needs to hurry.
Hello, global warming. Although Amanda's down there and she's like, yeah, we're still wearing shorts and going to the beach, people.
Yeah, she's how, like, what is the temperature in Florida right now?
70 currently. But we had a lot of rain last night. We had a really like nasty storm. We lost power. But we're supposed to get a little cooler, I think, like tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, we're not
so like 65.
That. Yeah, like during the day, they're like, oh, we might get a low in the 48, and I was like, sweet, bring it.
I would have liked 48 today.
Yeah,
it would have been nice.
It wasn't that cold today.
It was cold here. It was cold and rainy.
Jenny, it wasn't that cold here today, right?
No, it was not.
Because I think I went out with just like my sweater on.
Yeah.
I went.
That's how I gauge it, like how much clothing I need on to take the dog out.
Right.
I had to put an actual coat on. I couldn't go outside in just my vest.
You said it was cold there and it was 40?
Okay, I live in PA and okay, I'm a big weenie.
It's 14 degrees here. High of 25.
Yeah, I would not survive in Minnesota.
Well, okay. Whatever. So that's our weather update. Thank you for joining us for our weather update. Come back tomorrow. No, don't come back tomorrow.
The Weather Channel.
So,
I mean, we get the weather right as much as the meteorologists. Okay. So,
Jenny, you need a green screen and a pointer.
Yeah. Yep. I can.
Her weather. So on this episode, we are diving into a movie club style discussion as we sip and chat about the beloved, will not accept any criticism on this romantic holiday classic, The Holiday. And do you want to know how much it hurt me to write holiday classic? But it came out in 2006, so it's almost 20 years old.
Yep.
Oh my.
But didn't it just come out in like 2015? Like
the BlackBerry and the landline really sort of, yeah.
So surprisingly though, with the 20-year gap, it wasn't super out of date.
So I do have to say we were on trend again with tonight's pick, you guys, because Jude Law on Monday got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, this is two episodes in a row where we are on the trend, beating the trend, a part of the trend. Like, who are we?
But did you see in Discord that Gretchen shared that Instagram and there may be a second movie, but he was Napkin Man or Mr. Napkin or whatever like that
Mr.
part
Napkin
was.
Head.
Like, he did Mr. Napkin on the like the Instagram post.
I don't know. Okay, so who wants to break down all the enchanting details tonight? Who's on it? Heather, you on it?
Yep,
sure. Okay. Stick with us. Okay,
I don't have it up.
The things to know before we start: the release date was December 8th, 2006. The tropes are house swap, opposites attract, holiday romance, Fish Out of Water. The director was Nancy Meyers. The screenwriter was Nancy Meyers. The cast highlights: Cameron Diaz as Amanda Woods, Kate Winslet as Iris Simpkins, Jude Law as Graham, Jack Black as Miles, Eli
Wallach. Yep.
Wallach
Wallach.
as Arthur Abbott. You can get this on Prime, Amazon Prime, or Hulu. So a synopsis is: two women from opposite sides of the globe swap homes for the holidays, finding love and self-discovery in the most unexpected way.
Yes.
It's actually not on Hulu right now because I looked, because when we were watching it, I could not find it anywhere,
You have to
which
have
is why
the
I had to ask.
premium, like the live TV,
Oh.
all the whole, yeah,
Yeah.
That
the
would be
whole
why,
package.
'cause
Well, but is it
I'm
also
too
part
cheap for
of
that
the
one.
Disney, like if you have Hulu and
It's not
Disney
in Disney
Plus
Plus either.
together?
No, you gotta have
No.
the like
You have to have the live
ad-free
Hulu.
premium.
Oh,
It's
we,
like $90 a month, I think.
yeah, it's pricey.
Oh, I don't
Some
have
get
that
other
one. I do have the
space.
ad-free one, but it's not $90 a
I don't even have
month.
ad
No,
free
I got
because.
the bundle, but yeah, I checked it. It, yeah,
Okay,
you have to
so
have the live TV.
it's on Prime, FUBU,
Yeah, but that also is like expensive as
NBC,
crap.
and USA. But you can buy it or rent it from Apple TV, YouTube, Fandango at Home, or Spectrum, if you have Spectrum. So,
We are wells of knowledge tonight.
Bought it,
I
so
think I just watched it on Amazon, right? Is that
that's where I
what happened?
I
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
watched it on Amazon,
There's
yeah.
a great
Yes.
app that's out there for movies called Just Watch that
Oh.
it'll tell you. So if you're looking for something specific and want to know what streaming service it's on, you can download this app and then search it and it'll tell you.
I always look on IMDb because they have it on there too.
So Just Watch
I just
is a
Google it,
partner.
press the button that's
You just go away with your Google self. Anyway, I like an app. I like an app. Okay.
Boomer.
Whoa. I'm sorry, Michael, I'm gonna need you to mute Jenny.
No kidding.
Whoa.
Right
Those were
down
some
there, peanut gallery.
throwdown right there.
You also are the biatch that doesn't like a Little Debbie Christmas tree.
Correct.
I am appalled. I don't think we can be friends.
I don't know how you don't like them.
Do you eat a cosmic brownie? Do you like a Little Debbie Christmas tree brownie?
I can
Are
eat a
you more of an
cosmic
oatmeal
brownie.
cream pie?
I am an oatmeal cream pie person, yeah. But see,
I don't like any of those.
I don't eat gluten. So like if I'm going to
Wow.
eat gluten, it's got to be
It's not
superior.
going to be a Little Debbie.
Exactly.
You know
Yeah.
what? That's a solid argument.
Okay.
Just run with that.
I'll go with it. I'll
Not
let
that
it
you don't
go with
like them, that
your
you cannot eat them.
gluten. I was gonna make fun of you, but we'll just I
I
won't
mean,
make fun of your gluten intolerance.
yeah, it can be funny at
If she
times.
could eat gluten, she would.
She comes to my house and like 99% of what I serve is gluten, and there's some almond crackers for Jenny.
She
Good thing
does
the Aldi
very
has a good
well at yeah,
gluten-free.
making sure I have something to eat.
Usually
That's the
just
thing,
almond
Aldi has
flour
a ton of
crackers.
gluten-free.
You can have all the cheese, but you can't eat any other dinner tonight.
I'm like breaking up with Aldi. I did a pickup order today and I get it. This is a suburban, like, this isn't a problem, right? This is a definite third world problem. I hear you.
Third world, you
But
mean
they,
first world?
first world,
You
okay, yeah,
don't live in
that.
the third world.
Whatever, first world. This
I
is
feel like it sometimes.
okay. Like five things they were out of, like cottage cheese and peppers. Like, people, what?
But you
That's
know
so
what?
annoying.
My Walmart was out of sour cream for like 2.5 weeks.
You can't even put sour cream in your cart on the Aldi pickup app. I'm like, you know what?
They have to like regulate how much butter you buy. Listen, if I want to, I'm a fat person. If I want to buy 6 pounds of butter in one thing, leave me be.
I know.
Stop judging me and telling me I only need 3 pounds.
It's holiday baking season.
Right?
Everything has butter.
Well, all the
Huh.
dairy cows have the bird flu.
Yep.
Okay, well, we probably should talk about the movie and
Amanda's
not.
like, I don't cook. I don't grocery shop. Let's talk about the movie.
Like these are
Oh,
Jeremy
I'm
problems, not Amanda
good.
problems.
I mean, but eventually they become my problems when he comes home and tells me about it. So,
When he's mad that he can't get
yeah,
more than
because he
3 pounds
can't
of
get enough
butter.
butter.
Yes, it was eggs. It was eggs for us for like 2 weeks here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
That's where the bird flu started.
yep.
Okay.
Okay,
So
CNN over here.
let's start
That's me.
weather and CNN all in a book romance podcast. We can't
You're
even
getting a,
stay on
honestly,
track
like, if
tonight.
you are watching right now, this is what our text, like, chat looks like.
Stacy's
Sorry. like coming in hot.
Well, that was it, Jenny, like calling me a boomer. What the freak, Jenny?
You're
She's
not
still mad
quite
about she's still
battled.
mad about Smut.
She
She we
probably
she
is.
got all
Yes,
riled up.
I'm.
She's just hot.
That is Sunday's episode. We've got Festivus Friday night.
Yep.
And then we have
Saturday night.
No,
Friday
Festivus is
night.
Sunday, Friday night.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been on the
It's on the
calendar. It's
calendar.
been on the
I
calendar
could have
Friday
sworn
night
it was
since before
Saturday night.
Thanksgiving. So yeah, we have Festivus Friday night. Saturday night we're watching the Family Stone together. And then Sunday night is we listen and
The
we
year
don't
in
judge.
review. And we
Both
listen and
of
we don't judge.
we listen
Yeah.
and we don't judge. Year in review will be the week after. We're just recording it
Oh, that's right. I'm a
Monday.
hot mess. Just ignore everything that comes out of my mouth.
Oh my
Please
gosh.
do.
Okay.
We're just winning at life.
So this is like the most unscripted episode.
I
I
mean,
mean, we're here to
we've
talk
had a
about the
few in a
holiday.
row.
I mean, we've covered weather, news updates, entertainment. What else we got? Sports.
Jenny's allergies.
Jenny's
Speaking of
Yes.
sports, have you guys seen the Minnesota Wild team like recreating like those
Of course
cheesy
Heather has.
JCPenney?
Aren't they the best? Because I keep sharing it
They're
on my stories. I love them. Brock Faber is, oh my God, he's so fucking
so
cute.
funny. They have like
Our
turtleneck t-shirts on,
And then they
like,
have
but they're
those
actual
gold
like t
chains. Oh my
but they're like hugging each other and have like a it's like a chain and they have like goofy smiles. Like they are perfect.
I would agree.
So there you
They
go.
smell
There's
cute.
your sports update.
Okay.
So, a small fact with the holiday, this was my first time watching. I'd never watched it before.
I just don't understand how you've never watched this before.
I will honestly say I don't watch a lot of like holiday movies like that I hadn't previously watched. You know what I
It's
mean? Like
Jack
so like
Black.
yeah, I know, but growing up like we watched Die Hard, we watched White Christmas, Holiday Inn, like National Lampoon, those ones. This one was not on my radar 'cause I just like my go-tos.
Okay, so what is it about the holiday that makes it such a timeless rom-com? So we mentioned in the beginning, obviously this is almost a 20-year-old movie and there's some tech issues. I forgot that they kind of meet over instant messenger. Like the little chat boxes before sliding into DMs, you had a little instant message. I am little box.
I am, yeah. Well, but in a way, it's kind of like if you're like on the Airbnb at like app or website, like you have like a text box that goes back and forth. So it's not really, and that's like how they start talking. It's just like the setup is very old school.
Yeah.
I think everybody can relate to Amanda's character and Iris's character being like, Iris is in love with somebody who is like stringing her along. And I think everyone can kind of relate and like your heart kind of hurts for her, especially at Christmas. And then Amanda being in that situation that she's in, like I think you can empathize and understand like them just needing a break from their real world, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I do find it interesting. I was looking at the cast highlights. It gives Amanda Woods, Iris Simpkins, Jude Law does not get a last name. Jack Black does not get a last name. And then there's Arthur Abbott. Nobody else gets, like, why do the dudes not have last
Yeah, but
names?
yeah, that makes
Well,
sense.
but like we know Graham's last name because he's
Yeah.
Iris's older brother.
Okay, but I Graham Simpkins, that does not sound as spunky as Iris
Yeah,
Simpkins.
maybe that's why
Not.
they
They don't
maybe
see
that's
it.
why they do don't do it because it makes him sound like a troll.
And he is not a troll.
He is not.
He's not.
Why can't somebody just knock on my door like that?
Well, okay, so let's talk about that. Do you have a favorite moment? Do you have a favorite moment that stands out upon our rewatching or first time watching of this movie? Do you have a scene that you're like, that is the scene that makes this movie? Amanda, do you have a favorite scene?
I mean, I have a lot, but probably the one that stands out is when they're under, you know, when they're in their little fort, their, you know, their pillow fort or their tent or whatever you want to call it. Like, that one always, like, gets me. So
it's so adorable.
The girls, just the whole scene where she meets tent was his awesome. Kids for the first time. Right? Like, just like, that whole scene.
The meeting the girls was really great. And I love how when she hands them their coat, she looks at them and she's like, tell me if you're married really, really quick.
Yeah.
I thought that was like.
I was a little confused because like he picks up phone calls from Olivia and Sophie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, they're like 8 and 6. And like, it's 2006. They have their own phone.
Yeah. But
it was a landline. It was a house phone. So if he had been talking to the mother or the nanny and they're like, can you call my dad? No, but it
said their name on his phone.
Yeah,
but they could have their own phone lines.
I guess that could be.
I think that was the, you know, a sort of like, do we want to like Graham? Like, I think that's probably what the writer did was like, do we want to like Graham or do we not want to like Graham? And like, obviously, in that.
Well, and like the way he comes off, like he comes off as this like
womanizer,
playboy, like womanizer who has like no morals.
Absolute rake. Absolute rake. Yeah.
There you go. That's
but then, like, when we find out, like, who these people are who are calling him, it gives him a lot more dimension, and
I also really
just fall in love with him.
Related when he was like, you know, the girls are with my parents, or the girls, like, and I just got to be a guy in a bar, picking up a girl. Like, I am so many things during the week that I could just be Graham. And, like, I think as a mom, I totally relate to that because there are times where I'm like, I just kind of not, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Sometimes when you have to be everything to everybody and you get that moment to step outside. And I think that's why the whole house swapping works. You know, you've got Iris's character that's running from this toxic, secular relationship of using her. And you get to have that moment where you get to step outside of being everything to everybody and to put on, you know, different pants or whatever. Like, there is something freeing about that. Like,
Well, and with Iris too, like she, like her life is work. Like, it's this toxic relationship with Jasper and work. Like, she doesn't really do a lot of other things, but then when she swaps houses, she meets Arthur. And yes, granted, the man is like 80, but he really teaches her a lot about life and things like that. And just the little like bits that we get from their interactions. I mean, I just really loved his character a lot.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, one of the things with like being able to switch places as a mom, how many of us walk around in a day with crap on our shirts and you get to change your shirt and put a clean shirt on and go out and be a grown up? No one's touching you. I didn't have to cut anyone's food up. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of that freeing moment of, and Arthur teaches Iris that there is more to the world. But I also think that Jack Black kind of does that too, right? Because their relationship starts out as friends because he has this floozy that he's currently dating. She's a ho.
She's a ho, ho, ho.
She is a ho, ho, ho. and she's an Albuquerque. But, like, I think that he shows her that you can have a relationship with boundaries.
Yeah.
And still get some of your emotional needs fed, right? Because even though they were friends, Jack, you know, asked her questions about herself. I love that Hanukkah party that she's having with the old guys. Like,
yeah,
those guys were hilarious. I needed more of them.
I did too. I wanted so much more from the three of them. Like, Arthur was good on his own, but then it's like the other two just had this like dynamic that you just want more of.
So in the two connections in this movie, we have Iris with Miles and you have Amanda with Graham. Is there one relationship over the other that you think is slightly superior? And we're not talking about attractiveness here, Heather. Do you think there's one relationship that's a little more solid than the other, one that feels truly HEA and one that truly feels HFN? Do you feel like, or do you think they're both HEA relationships?
I mean, I'm just choosing to believe that they're both HEA because, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it's one of my favorite movies. So, yeah, I mean, I got that feeling from both of them at the end. But I think I like Amanda and Graham only because I relate slightly more to Amanda just because, like, I have that whole, like, you know, I don't cry, like, very often. Like, I can make myself cry, but I'm not, like, it's, you know, I have that whole thing. And then I have, you know, my husband's a little more emotionally available than I am. So it's, you know, I get it.
Yeah. That's one of the things I really liked about, like, it's a flip, right? Like, normally it's like the woman is so emotional and she's crying. And he's like, no, I will cry. Like, I'm very emotional. And he's very, I like how it's a flop, right? Like, I like that part. And I think they balance each other out. Like, she's very serious and he's a little bit more playful. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
even with Jack Black and Kate Winslet's, right? Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
I totally forgot who she was for a second. Like, their characters too, like, they're very balanced. Like, he's a little more peppy and, like, out there. And, like, he seems, I mean, it's Jack Black. So, like, yeah, you have that, like, outlandish, like aspect to his character. And then she's very, very British.
Really. She will ground, like, you can see Jack Black's character kind of being, like, very, like, oh, we should do this, right? And then she kind of grounds him a little bit, like,
yeah,
you have to, and it's also the opposite, like, Graham probably grounds Amanda a little bit more, like, hey, girl, you gotta lighten up, like,
yeah, like,
your whole life can't just be boring, right, you know, like, lighten up, you know, I think they both balance each other, but differently.
Yeah. What about you, Jenny?
I think adding the kids, though, with, like, Amanda's situation, like, that would help balance her, too. Because, like, I think she recognizes, like, there has to be fun with the serious. And it's, like, Graham's a serious character, and he's not, like, I mean, he's a widower, so, like, there's a lot of heavy with him. But at the same time, like, the girls bring a lot of light to that, like, aspect, and I think that was something that she needed to, like, that extra little piece that she may not have gotten if he wasn't a single dad.
Yeah. Do you, Jenny, do you have one relationship you think might have been a little more solid than the other?
Like, my first instinct is to say, like, Iris's and Graham's is, like, maybe more on the way to
Iris and Miles Amanda and
Amanda and Graham. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say Iris and Graham. That is a whole other story.
That's a different book. That is,
not my kind of book. But just because they kind of had a plan of how they could move forward, you didn't really get that
with Iris and.
I mean, because across the pond. Move is not like something you do on a whim,
I
mean, and it's not just across the pond, it's like across it's the like pond and the across world. The entire country,
Okay, so, and I kind of feel a little bit of the opposite, and I love both these characters, and with Amanda, I believe they're both in an HEA, but if I start looking at the two characters and which one had, like, I feel like a little deeper connection and a more solid, like, story arc, it was Iris and Miles, because I think Amanda, with all of her stuff that she has to unpack and owning her own business, moving her business, Like, that's not going to be easy. And him as a father, he's not going to move his girls from what they've known. So I think that that one gets a little bit more complicated. And I do feel that was a little bit of a plot hole that it started to kind of wrap up. Like, they started to give you some solutions. But this is where an epilogue would have been helpful.
Now she wants an apple.
Or if we could get like the holiday too, where maybe like they send the girls off to college and then he's
Something.
all
Yes.
weepy. Like,
And it's been
I'm
20
down.
years, so one of them is
Nancy
going to
Myers,
school.
give the people what they want.
Do you think that Miles and Graham would be buds? Like, would they be bros?
I mean,
I think
it's Jack
so.
Black. Like,
Yeah.
he's friends with everybody.
He's friends with
Yeah.
Jack.
It's
true.
true. He's like a golden retriever. They're both golden
I was going
retrievers.
to
They're
say,
like,
Graham has enough of
hey.
that golden retriever energy in him that I think that they would get along well.
I think they're both golden retriever energy heroes for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat on Friday night when we did our watch along mentioned they would love to see the list of movies that Arthur suggested
Oh,
for Iris
yeah.
to watch. Like, that would be
Yeah.
fun to do that watch of those movies. The blockbuster scene is also one of my favorites, the video store,
Oh,
where he's
yeah.
like big dollop or little dollop, and then Al Pacino is just lurking in the
No, Dustin Hoffman.
No, I
Did you know that
Not Al
wasn't even like
Pacino.
planned? Dustin Hoffman just happened to be there,
It's
and
Dustin
so he
Hoffman?
went in.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was Al Pacino?
No, they were talking about The
They were talking about,
Graduate, which is why it was even funny, like even better, because that was his movie.
He was driving by when they were filming, and he was like, "Oh, what you guys filming?" And they're like, "Actually, funny story. Come in and do like a little cameo." And he did.
That's so funny. That is
Which is
awesome.
old school kind of like Hollywood, right? Like they're in an actual blockbuster, which I bet for my kids and like all of your kids probably seeing a blockbuster would be
My kids would not know
fascinating.
what that is.
Right, my kids have no clue. They've never
Well,
had
I
to
mean,
go to
we
a
had
movie
Family
before.
Video. My kids are older, obviously, so mine would. The film was written specifically with Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, and Jack Black in mind.
I can see that because they fit those
They
characters
really
really
do,
well.
yeah.
It was very well. Like
It
Cameron
was
Diaz,
perfectly
even
cast,
my
too.
husband isn't a huge fan of Cameron Diaz, but he goes, she is amazing in this movie. Like, she
Okay,
is
but she
amazing.
falls off after this movie as an actress. Like, she hasn't had a lot of film, and then coming back, it's all like made for TV. And I think it's an age thing. Michael thinks there was a scandal or something about some student teacher movie she did, and there was scandal with that.
The Hot for Teacher with
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. It was bad. It was bad,
Amanda's
not a
on it.
scandal.
I just remember that movie. I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know there was a scandal attached to it, but yeah, and then she also like she retired from acting for a while, and she has like
She
a
had
winery,
kids.
and she was doing like a whole like book series and like stuff
Well,
with
yeah, it
like
was not long
nutrition
after
or
she got
whatever.
married that
Yeah.
she stepped back from a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, she
Okay.
got married in
2015.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So here's something. So Jasper, we haven't talked about Iris and
Oh.
Jasper yet.
Jasper was the
Oh.
worst.
But here's an interesting fact. Kate Winslet and Rufus Sewell, who is Jasper, had previously been in a real life romance.
Yeah, I
Oh,
think I knew
really?
that like a long time ago, but I
I don't
forgot.
think I knew that one.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though.
Who did?
The guy who plays
Jasper.
Jasper and Kate
Like,
Winslet in real life.
Jasper
they,
and
yeah.
Iris.
I hate
So
him.
maybe it made the acting a little easier.
I
Mean,
Maybe.
he plays a good bad guy.
He does. He's got that smarmy kind
Sleazy,
of,
yeah.
yeah.
Smarmy is a really good word for that.
Yeah.
He is very gross.
So the example Arthur uses to explain a meet cute to Iris was used in Bluebeard's Eighth Wife from 1938. Strangers, Claudette, Kober and Gary Cooper meet while shopping. He buys the bottoms. She buys the top of the same pair of pajamas.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Susie said this is the only movie she liked Jack Black in.
I think that's fair. He's an annoying actor.
He's a lot.
I love Kung School of Rock. I'm Panda? Sorry.
I really enjoy him, but he is a lot.
Kung Fu Panda is a good
Is
a good movie. I give
I'll say that. Rock.
Yeah, that's Pool my of favorite of really his, good. Probably.
So Hans Zimmer, who did the score for this movie, is also the one who did the score for Driving Miss Daisy, which is why Jack Black hums that score. Anyway, I also think that one of my favorite quotes of this movie is when Jack Black says to Iris, I would only use the good notes. If you were a melody, I'd only use the good notes. I don't know, there are bad notes, but he'd only use the good notes.
I like how they like gradually, like you could tell that their friendship was like blossoming and you were like just rooting for them because they were both like good people, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that that's, first of all, though, I love Edward Norton and it makes me sad that he's such a douche in this movie.
But he Ed Burns. He's,
or Ed Burns. Ed Burns.
Yeah.
Ed Burns.
I mean,
sorry.
I like Edward Norton too.
I do too.
But Ed Burns, like, he is cast as a douche a lot. Like, they typecast him.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if he is, like, a douche in real life.
It does.
I'm just pretending like I'm not wondering that.
Leah's having a hard time with it.
Okay, well, and then, so over on Internet Movie Database, there's some interesting, like, did you know things?
What do we need to know?
When Amanda is searching for her holiday on the net, appears a window with the country's flags. The old South African flag is used instead of the current one. Peru's flag is used as Poland's, and the Union Jack is used as England's flag. The Union Jack is the Australian flag.
Oops.
When Iris arrives in LA and is taking a taxi to Amanda's house, the cab drives along with the ocean to the right, turns left onto Sunset Boulevard. That means it's driving south. To get to Sunset Boulevard from LAX, however, one would need to drive north. So their geography got a little mixed up.
Yeah, maybe they got routed around. That happened to me when we went to LA. So
yeah.
I mean, it was closed. Like,
but they take liberties on that stuff anyway, because so there was a movie that filmed in my town. And so, like, we know, like, exactly the path that the car took when it was filmed, but they cut the scene. So they switched the way the road lays. Like, cross a bridge after, like, this straightaway, but it does not happen after the straightaway that they were on. So it's like they take all the liberties that they want.
So Mighty Ducks was filmed here and like in our like hometown arena, and it is, they completely,
make it look like something else. Yeah, that's their job.
And I also, can I just say, when Iris is running at the end of the movie to the cabin, and she has to, like, she's falling and stopping.
That was me. It's Amanda. Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, thank God she
Not Iris.
Now I don't feel so bad.
But like, she was struggling. I mean, granted, she's running in heels and in the snow, which is a feat in itself, but like,
well, she worked like for 3 miles, right? He says that like at the beginning.
Something like that. It was insanity. But I mean, she was determined to get to that cottage.
Okay.
Which I appreciate also.
In the Hanukkah party scene, the candles start very short, then grow in the next shot. There's other irregularities in the level of the candles are also noticeable.
They're just replacing them.
Right?
Wow, and that's, I mean, you know, stuff like that happens all the time. Like, it's like when you're also watching a movie or a TV show and, like, the shirt, like, the position of, like, the scarf moves. It's just the blocking, whoever's doing like those pieces of like the blocking aren't paying attention to the stuff. Like, they have people that do that position. Like, that's what they're supposed to do, is like replicate the scene after a take is done. So.
I don't ever notice that stuff because I don't care that much.
Yeah, like some of these people thought really hard on those
If it's
FAQs.
really obvious, then it bugs me, but most of the time it doesn't.
You know what I have learned this month? I don't think I can watch a movie with Becky. She would hate me.
Because you
Yeah,
talk too much and you
and then I would
poke.
point.
Yes, it's
I
like
get
watching a movie with Mike
irrationally
Burrier.
angry. I get so mad at my family. Like if I'm watching a movie that I want to watch and they keep asking questions, I'm like, just watch the goddamn
Michael doesn't
movie.
necessarily talk, but he will point out the irregularities. Like, we do not watch TV shows together, especially anything that he might know about or have his phone on him for the Google purposes, because he will sit here and tell me how that is not accurate and that's not how it works. And it makes me want to stab him.
Well,
My
I'll just
thing
watch
is,
movies with Mike.
that's fine. I
I mean, you
give
and
you
Mike would probably
full
have a grand
permission.
time. Mine is like when I'm watching a movie with the kids and they ask questions. And it's like, if one, if you were just paying attention, or if you just watch 5 minutes later, then the answer to your question is there. And it's like you have missed so much because you asked your
My
stupid
problem
freaking
is
question.
there are certain series that I like to comfort watch and stream, and I'll pick up, and Mike or Sydney will come in the middle of a season or something, and they'll be like, "Oh, what's happening?" Listen, bitch. Seriously. Either sit
I
down
do
and
all
watch
these
this with
things.
me, or get out, or don't ask questions, because they'll leave because they're bored. They don't like that series and don't want to watch it. And then they come back 4 episodes later and they'll be like, "Oh, what's going on?"
It's
If
like,
you
had you
wanted
stayed
to
and watched the
know,
first time, yeah.
stick around. So, yeah,
Well,
Jenny.
you would hate to watch TV with me then.
Okay, apparently Jenny, Mike, and Heather get to watch movies together.
Well, I just won't watch them. I'll just sleep or read.
I just need quiet when I'm watching movies so I can bask in the moviness.
I do you think there are plot holes in this movie? Because I saw an author say, "Oh my gosh, I'm watching The Holiday," and even though it's riddled with plot holes, outside of the ending and how things are going to work, which you probably do need an epilogue to tie things up or a second movie, I don't think there are any plot holes in the beginning, are there?
There's so when and this is minor and but they make a big deal about the gate at Amanda's house, but Jasper all of a sudden shows up at the front door.
Oh, that's true. That's,
That's the
yeah.
only like major one. Like Jeremy and I talk about it every time I watch it, and he's like, how did he get to the front door?
The gardener.
Yeah.
Maybe
Yeah,
she
so
left
it's
it
just like
open.
that's I mean, and it's minor, like I it doesn't bother me, but that's really the only one
She
that we
probably
talk
left the
about.
gate open, honestly.
Yeah.
True.
So, go
And
ahead.
she had such a hard time working it.
I
Well, but
think
Miles showed up a couple times without that too, so.
maybe they forgot about it. So I think actually a lot of like rom-coms or whatever romantic movies don't give you the HEA. They imply an HFN and they don't give you enough to tell you that they really made it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree too.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Because we talked about that in the Married Gentleman, is that a forever relationship or is that an HFN? And we really felt like they were HFN.
That it is really why I stopped watching like romantic movies, because I have always told Justin, like, I'm like, I don't feel like they give me enough closure in the fact that they're really a couple. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
really
there's been
bad.
a. Oh, sorry, go
Go.
ahead, Jenny.
No, mine's not like related to the movie as well much.
I was just gonna say, I think that, maybe with the time constraints and probably like what they have to cut out for editing purposes and like how much, you're packing it into however long, an hour and a half or whatever it is, like actual runtime. I think there's some of that that you're gonna lose there.
Except Marvel
Well,
can give us a
here.
3-hour movie and end credits, like 72 of them. Like,
Yeah.
I
But
don't
I
know.
mean,
Maybe you have
back
to
you
wonder
think like
too,
in
like if they
2006 they weren't
focus
really
grouped
doing that.
it. Because a lot of times like people will do early screenings and they end up changing like the endings and stuff because like the focus group hated it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it probably appeals to more people to have an HFN because, like, then if you have a failed relationship, like, there's still possibilities for you, like,
Well, but it and it's
you
also the
know?
movie world. Like, there's like sequels. Like, there's always
Yeah.
the opportunity for a sequel.
If you could swap homes for the holiday, would you go? You can take your family or your spouse. You don't have to go by yourself,
Do I
although.
have to?
Like, I'm like, do I, like, how many things need to be done? Like, do I need to clean?
No. Well,
Oh, I can just go.
sure.
I would go
Maybe.
to somebody else's house, but I don't want anybody in my space.
Right, that bothered me too, because like all their stuff's there, not like an Airbnb where like
Yeah.
there might be a couple things that are personal, but because she even like opens the wardrobe and is like, oh, cute dress.
Yeah.
I could not house swap.
Okay, well, okay, so I have to ask a question. When you go to someone's house for like a party or a dinner or something, do you look in the drawers or in the medicine cabinet? Are you a snooper?
No.
No.
Husband is. Heather, are you a snooper?
Jeremy wants to
No.
see what kind of meds are in their
I'm trying to think, like, I would say most people's no.
I am.
Like,
I'm looking through all your drawers, just so we all
yeah,
know.
it's like
When I
I
was younger,
totally
I was
expect you to
nosy,
be.
but I don't do that now.
Oh, I totally do it. I'm judging you based on your toothbrush brand. I am judging you on your meds. Yeah, I'm looking.
I also like we have guest bathrooms, and I do not like for people to be in my bathroom.
That's
So it's like
understandable.
I'm like I
Yeah.
have two guest bathrooms. You can use those. You're not using my bathroom.
That's fair.
So same, and I think like a lot of our friends' houses are like ours. Like we have
Yeah.
a traditional two-story. So like we don't like there's really no reason for anyone to be upstairs by our bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog was left behind, says Susie.
Yeah.
Oh,
There's
yeah.
a little bit of plot hole with the dog. Also, I want to be Cameron Diaz in the grocery store. I think we can drink like that at
Right?
Trader Joe's. Because you can
That's what you
buy
claim, but I doubt it. I know
wine
you can.
samples.
Yeah, you can at Whole
But
Foods.
The
But you can
Kroger in
buy
Bowling Green
samples.
does
You can't
that.
buy a bottle.
How many
I
samples can
mean,
I buy?
somebody's got to stop you first. Like,
Yeah.
what do you can't buy a whole bottle of wine at Trader Joe's? Yeah, you
No,
can.
you can,
She
but you
means
can
in
also buy
drinking. In
samples
opening.
and
Oh.
drink it.
It might depend
Also,
on what
no,
state
I
you live in.
cannot buy a bottle of wine at Trader Joe's because I live in PA.
Well, that's because your little place is weird, but the rest of us.
I think my husband would be willing to try it and open a bottle and schwil and see what they do at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's what I'm
let's
saying.
do
Like,
that. I
someone's
wanna
gotta
Can you
stop you
report
from.
back? Can you do that over break and then
Yes.
report back?
He hates Trader Joe's. And I'm like, you aren't human. Like, what's wrong with you? Who doesn't like Trader Joe's? I
Don't
love it.
love it either, but I only go to it
I've
rarely.
never been to a Trader Joe's. I can only imagine.
I
But
used to
also, the
drive to the
closest Trader
one.
Joe's is 45 minutes
I
away.
used to drive to the one to
Yeah.
Columbus when it was $2 Chuck, and then they raised it to 250, and I was like, I can't justify driving 90 minutes for an
For
extra
50
50
more
cents
cents.
because I used to buy it in box, like the crate, like the case, two and three cases. Anyway, that's just a story about Becky.
I also think Europe views drinking very differently than the United
A hundred
States.
percent.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good
Yeah,
point.
Stacy also points out that it's like a small town, like mom and pop shop. It's not like a chain grocery store over there either.
Yeah, but I don't know that I
But
could do
also,
that
it's
in the
20
Great
years ago
Scott.
too, so.
Well, she also put like the whole wheel of cheese up on the like
Oh
the
yeah.
conveyor belt, like it's not wrapped or anything, like it's got a chunk cut out, like.
That is how cheese is over in Europe, though. Like when you're in like the markets
But
and
they at
stuff.
least put it in some wax paper before they hand it over,
Not
like not
always.
the
We
whole
when I was
well, the
in the
wheel's
market, like
exposed.
when I was in the market in Italy, like it was just out. Like there was
At a
nothing.
store,
Susie's
that's
question is, does
wild.
Minnesota have liquor stores for anything but beer and wine? Ohio does. Like hard liquor, foolproof liquor, we have to buy at the liquor store. But beer and wine is on the shelf, seltzers, on this
So
show.
beer and wine is not sold in Minnesota, Susie, in grocery stores. So like in Target or any other grocery store, it has to be like a separate entrance and then it sells everything, or it's called 3-2, whatever that is. I don't know.
It's less alcohol.
See, PA, like some grocery stores have beers, wines, and seltzers now, but you have to, but there's rules on how much you can buy, and you can't go through like the regular checkout line at some of the stores. You have to go through like a different one, and you, it's annoying.
So do you like
Meanwhile,
when we went?
my Walmart actually has 3 aisles of alcohol, like just in the store.
Oh, like
Yeah,
liquor
but it's
too?
like a, and it's
Oh.
always like, it's like a separate section.
But it's not your county's liquor store, right?
No,
No. Yeah,
no.
it's just
But
beer and wine and
yeah, but it's in the store. It's not.
that's what ours is.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, ours is too. We have beer and wine just in the store, but you have to go
Up
somewhere else for the
until
liquor.
I think up until about 10 years ago, you couldn't even buy alcohol on Sundays in Minnesota. But like, I remember when we went to Florida, like we stopped and like, I'm like, they don't have a separate liquor store. And they're like, no, it's just going to Publix and
Oh,
everything's
well,
there.
we don't have liquor in the Publix here. You have
All right.
it's a separate store. It's just beer and wine in Publix here.
I
I
don't
think
know.
it
But
may vary by county.
we
I'm
also
also
have
a big
like
drinker.
a little like hometown store, like just has the gate that's never closed. You know what I'm
Oh,
talking about,
yeah.
Becky? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like
Yeah.
it's just out in the open in the grocery store and you just go through the regular
Yeah,
register. Like,
PA,
that's the
it's.
hard liquor.
It's slowly switching over where they have more, like more stores are allowed to have beer and wine, but you have to get like a special license for it and
The
all that
ABC
stuff.
stores. I remember driving through PA for the first time and it's like you have to go to the ABC store.
What is the ABC store? We don't have ABC stores.
That's the Pennsylvania. That's what they're in Middle Pennsylvania. It's the ABC stores.
Oh,
Up in
yeah, we
Erie, they
don't
call
have
them the
those
ABC
over
stores.
here. We have
So
the wine and spirits store,
they used to be
or
called
it was the beer distributors. But
adult
now,
beverage
like,
centers.
thankfully, it's branching out a little bit.
Okay, so do you want to know what other movies are Nancy Meyer movies?
Please.
Something's Gotta Give.
Oh, I
Oh,
like
that
that
one.
one.
The Intern,
Oh.
The Parent Trap, What a
Yeah, that's a
Woman,
remake. Does
What
it
Women
count?
Want, Father of the Bride,
Oh,
I love
Father Ben is
that. Home
fun.
Again,
I don't
Father
know.
of the Bride
Wait, who's in that
Part
one?
Two.
Home Again. I don't know. I'm looking it
Home
up.
Again is Reese Witherspoon's.
Oh yeah, okay.
Is
I
that
haven't
the
seen that. That's
one?
not that old.
No,
Right?
it's
2017.
yeah. It's Candace Bergen.
Ooh, I love me some Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
Oh. Sweet Home Alabama. Chef's kiss. Okay, sorry.
Okay, but
That's
that's
not
not one of
probably Nancy
Nancy's
Meyer.
movies. Father of the Bride Part 2 and 3. Private Benjamin, I Love
Oh, I
Trouble,
like Private Benjamin.
Irreconcilable Differences,
Oh, that's a
Once
good
Upon a
one.
Crime, Marie Antoinette, Protocol, and Jumpin' Jack Flash. Those
Okay, Nancy
are
Myers. Okay.
by Nancy
Interesting.
Myers. So, she's got a good. She's got a good
Repertoire.
backlist of movies. Like, I like a lot of her movies.
Yeah.
So, those are those. Okay. So, we are back Sunday, and we will be live for our discussion of As We Listen and Don't Judge, All Things Bookish in 2024. Okay.
Yep.
Then we are off for the next 2 Wednesdays. And there will be a Sunday episode on the 29th, but it will not be live. It'll only be in the podcast feed. And that'll be our year-end best of wrap-up. So we're live this Sunday. Come back and hang out with us this Sunday. And then we got some days off because of holidays. And then we'll be back for our Wednesday episodes, January the 8th. And back live on January the 5th. So, And I also would like to mention, Jenny, I think it was back in like August. And I was like, okay, we need to start thinking and planning for like November, December. It might even have been July. And you're like, I don't even want to think about it. Like, I'm not even sending my kids to school yet. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be here before we know it. And we're not going to have any solid plans. And we need to start looking at the next year. And you're like, I'm not talking about it. Hey, guess what?
Can I just ask, where the fuck has December gone?
I don't know. But
see, I was waiting to like graduate. Like, I just turned in my last paper on Sunday.
Your excuses are lame.
But also, what happened to December? I swear we just had Thanksgiving in November. And it is almost Christmas.
I think the way, because of the way Thanksgiving fell this year.
It's because it was so late, yes.
You know.
But it has thrown my whole month off.
You know what else is kind of screwing me up a little bit? The fact that Hanukkah doesn't start until Christmas. Yeah. Like, we're not even having that, like, pre-Christmas vibe with Hanukkah.
Yeah.
We're not even having that. It's just, like, everything is next week.
Fault. That's what I keep saying is Thanksgiving's fault. I mean,
a lot of things are Thanksgiving's fault, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jenny, on your graduation. Mm-hmm. We are all very proud of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now Jenny has to get a job.
Yes, I do.
That sucks.
No more slacking for Jenny.
Great. Adulting's the worst.
Jobs are so overrated.
You guys are really pumping me up.
I mean, the money helps.
Yeah, my kids need to eat.
Yeah.
Do they though? Do they?
I hope you find a really cool library.
That would be awesome.
It would be.
That's or a even a school system and be that cool. Like, I watched this librarian on TikTok who she gets Book Fairy books sent to her, and she has, it's really cool. She's just really cool. And her book fair week is really cool. I don't know.
I follow one. She has a mindfulness maker space, and it's so cool. And I started doing some of the things that she uses in her mindfulness space with some of my kids, and they love it.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Come back, join us Sunday night. We're going to be on trend, and I'm sure it will be wild.
We may actually talk about what we're supposed to.
I think we should just mark it on the calendar that we're on trend, because
right,
might not happen.
Yeah, again, three episodes in a row, like on trend. Who?
Yeah, what is wrong with this world?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I like this.
And people really loved our hear me out cakes.
They were pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. So I'm sure this Sunday will be just as fun. So come back, hang out, join us. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at @BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at @BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.